The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
What a privilege to welcome to the program again today, Dr. Terry Gerges with Back Pain Relief Ohio. Dr. Gerges, it is wonderful to welcome you back to Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you, Bob.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us as well. And as our listeners know, I am one of your faithful patients, and I'm getting some wonderful relief, some wonderful help. And Dr. Gerges, last week, at least three to four people, unsolicited, just there in your office, shared their stories with me. At least three told me that they had surgery scheduled. They didn't think there was any other hope. And then they heard about you. Some heard about it on my program, others other ways. And after seeing you with the spinal decompression therapy, the chiropractic care, and so forth, they actually canceled their surgery. Does this happen often?
It does. It's a surprising. You see, the condition for that brings the people to surgery is something that starts earlier on, which is ignored over the years, or treated palliatively, whether it's medications, pain medications, or muscle relaxants, or exercise, or things like that. But really, which is, it treats the condition superficially, and some even get chiropractic treatment, which help improve the condition temporarily. But the source of the problem usually is much more severe. Trauma that took place at one point in their lives, whether it's through sports injuries, job-related injuries, or whatever that happens, traumas of life, falling, slip on ice. And then you injure the disc itself, the wall of the disc that contains the fluid that helps the separation between the vertebrae and allow the nerve root to come out. That's usually the condition, the underlying condition. So that we look for those conditions of why is the source of the pain is coming from. Is there a nerve root being compressed? And those people usually end up somehow over the years, the condition worsens, and sometimes we blame it on age, and age really has nothing to do with it. It may add to the condition if you have a condition, that a trauma that happened. With age, it gets worse, but age is not really the case, because sometimes we look at the x-rays, you see a patient that has a beautiful disc that is wonderfully healthy, and then the one next to it is damaged. Mm-hmm. And how could that? It has nothing to do with age relations. It's usually because one was traumatized and injured and was not treated properly, and the other is. So what happened, those people end up going to have surgery. And as a matter of fact, I remember one patient that came to us, and he was already scheduled, and some family member insisted on him to come in to see me. And he said, okay, listen, I have my surgery scheduled, and I really don't intend to cancel that because it took me a long time to get this far. And I'm going to have to, I'm going to try your approach. We talked to him about the decompression. And he said, okay, I'll go with this, but if it doesn't help me, I'm keeping the schedule of the surgery. I said, that's acceptable. That's fine.
Sure.
And lo and behold, after treatment, a couple of weeks of treatments, he came back, and one day he said, Doc, I have some news for you. I said, what's the news? I canceled my surgery. I said, why didn't you cancel your surgery? We're not done with the course of the treatment. He said, but I feel so much better. It's changed my life. I'm able to sleep. I'm able to walk. I do not have to rely on a cane and a walker to walk with. And it changed their lives. That is repeated several times. And I even have patients that already had surgeries and the symptoms came back and post-surgical, and we can treat them.
We're talking with Dr. Kerry Gerges at Back Pain Relief Ohio. The website is backpainreliefohio.com. Backpainreliefohio.com. Dr. Gerges, one of the strangest stories I have ever heard. Last week, I was in for my treatment, and this guy was next to me, and he says, "Do you know this, Dr. Gerges?" And I said, "Yeah, well, he's become a good friend." He says, "Let me tell you something." He begins telling me his story that he had been diagnosed with a bad hip, and he had hip surgery scheduled. Hip surgery. And someone told him about you, and they absolutely insisted that he come to see Back Pain Relief Ohio and Dr. Gerges. You saw him, and you said, "I don't think your problem is your hip. It's in your back." And anyway, long story short, he said, "I canceled the hip surgery. It wasn't my hip at all. I'm doing great now because of the treatment I received from Dr. Gerges." And I thought, that is one of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard. But it was a true story, right?
Well, it is true. See, when he was complaining about the hip, and actually he had an MRI that he brought with him for the lower back, and we took x-rays, and the hip showed some arthritis, but yeah, the hip joints itself had adequate spaces. It was not totally like a bone-on-bone, so to speak, that requires really hip surgery right then. It is some arthritis that happened with the source. When I asked him to point where the pain is, he said, "It's in my hip." I said, "Show me where it is." He pointed to his back. And it's with the area that most people even think that we call it the hip, but it's really the hip is right at the junction of what we call the acetabulum, and the hip joint hooks up to the ball and the socket area, totally related to the actual hip. And when I tested his hip itself, all the pain was much higher than what they would look at the MRI, and sure enough, he had this herniation, disc degeneration, and stenosis, what we call it, narrowing this space where the nerve root comes up from the spinal cord, and it was leading to that area. The deferred pain, the pain was coming from the back and shooting down the leg, causing the numbness, the tingling sensation, and the pain on the leg and the calf. And once with the decompression, relieved the pressure from the nerve, opened up that space, then he was able to feel better. And
I'll tell you.
Thankfully, he ducked the knife. You know?
If I had not him and heard the story myself, I would have believed it. Again, we're talking with Dr. Kerry Gerges with Back Pain Relief, backpainreliefohio.com. If you'd like to call, 614-890-3500, 614-890-3500. I have learned so much since I've gotten acquainted with Dr. Gerges, and I've learned that a lot of neuropathy is not diabetes-connected, but nerve root compression, that the disc issues can actually cause a lot of neuropathy, and your care can treat that as well. And we've got about a minute and a half, but can you share with us how you can deal with neuropathy from nerve root compression?
Well, if you compress the nerve at the spine, whether it's in the neck, that would refer to the arms or hands, or if it's in the lower back, which goes to the legs, control the legs and the feet, the same type of symptomology, which is similar to what the neuropathy of diabetic neuropathy, but diabetic neuropathy is due to the circulation in the area and the depth of the nerves in that area. But the same thing would happen if you compress the nerve at the spine level, and would have the same kind of thing, because what we call the axoplasma, or the conduction of the electrical energy that goes from the brain to the feet, is diminished because it's blocked at the spine. And if we can relieve that, those symptoms usually go away. And it's amazing. And I have a patient that came to me that said to me that she did not tell her family doctor for years that she did not feel her foot and her shoes, and when she was driving, she couldn't tell whether her foot is on the brakes or not. I'm telling you. And she would keep her feet, she had to look, and she keep the distance between her and the car ahead of her, she would have to look down. And the reason she confessed that to me, she said, The reason I'm telling you this is because this is the first time after treating her, she was able to feel her feet and her shoes. She knows that she has socks on. It was incredible. And she said, now I could tell you this, because before I was afraid that if I told the doctor, he would stop me from driving.
It's
amazing. It's changed her life.
So. Well, and that's what I'm hearing over and over and over from your patients. Yeah. Your care has changed their life. And unfortunately, we're out of time. We're talking with Dr. Kerry Gerges, backpainreliefohio.com. The office is located conveniently in Westerville. Please check out backpainreliefohio.com or call 614-890-3500. 614-890-3500. Dr. Gerges, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it's that time of year, weather warnings, and I need to pass a couple along to you. There are tornado watches for basically most of the state of Ohio until 9 p.m. tonight. Now, please remember, a watch means that weather conditions are favorable for the possible formation of a tornado. A tornado watch does not mean that a tornado has been sighted, just that the conditions are favorable. However, a tornado warning has been issued for Franklin County, Delaware County, Morrow County, Pickaway County, Pike County until 5 p.m. So that's only 7.5 more minutes. Rotation was discovered on radar. From what I'm reading, from what I can gather, no tornadoes have been sighted or reported, but rotation was sighted on radar. And so a tornado warning is in effect primarily southwest of Columbus until 5 p.m. So that's only 7 more minutes. So basically the danger of the tornado is basically gone. That will expire in 7 more minutes. But a tornado watch for much of Ohio is in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. So just beware, be cautious, and take precautions if you do hear the sirens, etc. Take heed. So there is the possibility for some severe weather here in Ohio and particularly central Ohio. So I wanted to pass that along to you. I fear President Trump just made a terrible mistake. I fear this. In a news conference with restaurant executives, and the press is there, and they're asking questions and so forth. President Trump, about 10 minutes ago, revealed that he personally has been taking hydroxychloroquine, for about a week and a half just as a precaution. He has been testing negative, but just as a precaution, he has been taking the drug personally, not with the advice of his doctor, but with the knowledge of his doctor. Now, what I'm about to say is pure speculation, all right? He has been hammered severely because he was encouraged by hydroxychloroquine several weeks ago. And the news media has just been flipping out over that. They've condemned him. They've made fun of him and so forth. And I have a feeling that the president has gotten tired of being hammered and thought, well, I'll show you. I'll take it myself. And so he announced about 10 minutes ago, well, the news media is going crazy. And here's what I fear. Hydroxychloroquine, quin or quine, has been around for over 60 years, treating rheumatoid arthritis, treating malaria, and treating lupus. However, it has been proven safe under strict control. There are several people who should not and cannot take it. Certain heart conditions, certain other physical conditions. It needs to be monitored very, very closely by a medical doctor. And there's enormous controversy over whether it works or not for this COVID-19. There are medical experts that are saying we used it in this hospital, we used it in this nursing home, and it saved lives. There are probably an equal number of people on the other side that said all of the studies indicate it has no effect whatsoever on this COVID-19. But here's the problem. It has to be monitored carefully. It is safe under certain circumstances and when it can be monitored. My fear, since the president has publicly said, hey, I'm taking it, if even one or two people take this medication because the president said so, and they die because they are part of the population that shouldn't take this medication, I fear, I hope not. But I fear he just made a terrible mistake. Again, the drug's been around for 60 years. And when it is monitored carefully for certain diseases, it is safe. But it can have some pretty serious side effects for people with certain medical conditions and when it's not monitored carefully. You can count on the fact that the news media that hates this president anyway is going to leave no stone unturned trying to find people who took the medication when they shouldn't have, and they're going to blame the president. I hope that doesn't happen. I just hope. Even Fox News just spent about 35, 40 minutes condemning the president for his statement on that. That's Fox. I mean, they were all over it, condemning the president. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will change direction.